This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome in to Final Pitch on this Monday evening here on The Good Neighbor. My name is Henry Lake, your host, as always, and we're taking your phone calls, getting your reactions, getting your thoughts, getting your opinions about tonight's 6-3 loss to the Detroit Tigers. The phone number, as always, is 651-461-9226. That number again, I'll say it slowly, 651-461-9226. You can either call in, which we'd love, and we can also take a text message as well on the talk and text line. And we're going to take this up until roughly 9 p.m. this evening here on WCCO. And I guess the way that I'll start tonight with this conversation is I'm going to start with the good. I'm going to start with the positives from tonight, or the positive from tonight. And that positive is that I thought that you got a nice performance and effort and start from Travis Adams. Travis Adams tonight, he made one mistake tonight, and that was the home run that he gave up. But outside of that, I thought he was fine. Travis Adams tonight, your starting pitcher, went 5 innings. He gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs. He didn't walk any batters. He struck out 7 on 63 pitches. Okay? And I thought that that was a really good start for him. The 2-run home run to Perez in the 5th, that was it. That was it. And I thought it was perfect when they took him out. Now, of course, they take him out, and then Davis comes in, and he just can't do anything, okay? But that's not on Adams, okay? That's not on Adams. I thought that Adams was good tonight. He was very efficient with his pitches. The first couple innings, like, the game was flying by. And by the way, even though it slowed down on the second half of the game, was that the quickest Twins game of the year, Chris? I thought I heard something to that effect in the post game.
Yes, it was a tidy 1 hour and 58 minutes.
That's amazing. So props to Adams, because I thought that he performed well. He didn't go deep in the game, but nobody expected him to go deep in the game. He threw 63 pitches, and I know that some will say, "Well, hold on, why not let him go out and go another inning?" Because it wasn't like his pitch count was high. I had no issue with Rocco taking him out when he did. To me, he was one of the highlights from tonight. Of course, the highlights are going to be the guys that hit home runs. Ryan Jeffers, Trevor Larnach, Matt Wallner. Yes, those are going to be the highlights, right? Along with Adams. But let's get to the negatives, okay, from tonight. And going into this, you knew that they had the edge with regard to the pitching matchup. Casey Mize is a solid major league starter with a 10-4 record right now. His line tonight against our Minnesota Twins, Casey Mize went 6 innings. He gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs. He didn't walk anybody either. Struck out 4. Gave up the 3 home runs on 67 pitches. So the pitching lines are relatively similar, except Mize went one more inning than Adams did, okay? But the thing that, and I just got to get this off my chest, and I know that there are plenty of people out there in Twins territory that are listening, plenty of Twins fans. I know that employees with the organization listen to this show on the regular, right? Like, you know.
Oh, but great, I gotta say great. Now you tell me.
Now, but I got to say this. I am, and this is not in any way, shape, or form me trying to tear this person down. This is just me giving my opinion about how they go about their business in terms of how they play. I can't stand seeing the mistakes from Edward Julian. He's played enough. He's played enough to not make the mistakes that he makes. And I'm dead serious when I say that. And what I mean by that, because let me be specific, is that I don't think that anybody out there that's a Twins fan thinks that Edward Julian is some sort of five-tool player, that he is an elite athlete, or any, like, no one is going to look at him and say that, okay? He is going to have to be a guy, though, that is has to be smart with how they play the game, and he has to be a hustle guy. Like, he's got to put things together. He's got to give effort to be impactful for this team and to get playing time. He is not just a guy that just rolls out of bed and he's going to be some sort of star. Okay. With that being said, over the weekend, because I remember sitting at, I was at a sneak preview restaurant opening on Saturday, and I'm sitting there with my buddy Mark Rosen, longtime legendary radio TV talent. And he's talking to me about Edward Julian and about the, you know, the situation where he thought he had hit a home run. He's not hustling enough. Edward Julian is not good enough to not hustle. And I don't even care if he was good enough to not hustle and he was able to make third base or whatever. Hustle. Hustle. I'm sick and tired of watching him be so nonchalant. They ended up getting out of the inning with the double play. But when he was waiting and taking his damn time to throw to first base and the runner got there and beat out the throw, like, at that particular point, Chris, I was about done. Like, I was about, like, if you, we talk about athletes are cooked. I was cooked with Edward Julian tonight. Like, and I'm not trying to attack his character. I'm not saying he's a bad human or anything like that, whatever. But, like, he's played enough in the big leagues, and then he gets sent down, and then he comes back up, and it's almost like he hasn't figured it out yet. Like, I just don't, that part bothers me. And I said this last year, and you know I said this. I said this last year. He comes across as a guy that he has a little bit of success at the plate, right? Like he comes up, gets a taste of the big leagues, he gets a couple of knocks, whatever, and he starts feeling himself, and he thinks he's arrived. I'm sorry. If Julian hears us on the podcast, you've not done anything in the big leagues. You haven't. You've gotten to the big leagues. You've not arrived. So don't think like, because that's how he approaches it. And another thing that is a thing with him, Chris, is he strikes out too damn much. So between the strikeouts and the mental errors, he's got a lot to clean up, man. And at this particular point, like, we're going to see plenty of him to end this season, right? Potentially, okay? Luke Kuechel is, we saw him in the dugout there. I think he's about to get a lot of burn, a lot of run, and I like Luke Kuechel. But the bottom line is, I don't want to see Julian, man, if this is what it's going to be.
Well, I think when you're talking about Eddie Julian, he came up, had a really nice run to begin his major league career. You know, a guy that could put the ball in play. He'd hit the opposite way, had a little bit of power. Thinking, okay, here's a contact guy that we could put at the top of the lineup. Got a good eye, good walk rate, low strikeout rate. And then, last year, he gets off to that awful start. And you start to see some real regression in terms of just not being aggressive at the plate, not protecting with two strikes. A lot of it, I think the frustration was striking out, looking, not even getting the bat off the shoulder. That was a problem. And then I think you combine that, Henry, with just the, I don't know if it's losing focus, if it's maybe not, if it's not understanding the situation, but the ball that Cole Keith hit tonight, I mean, that is a ball he is going to his left. You are on the shallow part of the outfield. There's no reason when you get that ball that you have to sit there, take a couple of steps, plant your back leg, and make sure that you get a good grip on the ball. Even though Cole Keith is, you know, a significant amount away from first base, you still have to brace yourself and put some zip on that throw. And that's, you should not allow a guy to beat out a ball to second base as a left-handed hitter. Like, that just should not happen.
The thing, though, it's not that he doesn't understand. It's not that he doesn't understand or that he doesn't get it. In my opinion, Edward Julian plays baseball too nonchalant and with no urgency. He plays with no urgency, whether it's hustling around the bags or even in the field. Like, it's just way too many, and this is the phrase, mental mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing, my man?
You got to clean
those
up.
What are you doing?
Those are things, Henry, that when we see guys that are sent down to AAA, Terry Torkelson last year for the Tigers, a perfect example, a high draft prospect. His career was floundering. He got sent down to AAA, I believe Toledo is where their AAA team is. He got his stuff together. He got refocused, and guess what? He is now one of those players that is a key run for the Tigers. And if you're talking about lighting a fire underneath Eddie Julian, to me, you kind of hit it on the head, right? Like, right now, you're looking at, you know, Kalen Culpepper, probably the shortstop of the future a couple years away. You got Brooks Lee there till that point. Cody Clemens probably going to be your, you know, everyday first baseman at this point. Second base, when Luke Keyshaw is ready, Luke Keyshaw is going to be that guy. And Eddie Julian, at best, is going to be a pinch hit option off the bench. But here's my problem, though, Henry. Like you said, if he's showing this inability to focus, then at what point do you look and you're like, you're a triple A guy? And you don't want to pin somebody that, but at this point, you're not when Luke Keyshaw is healthy, you are not giving Eddie Julian at bats over Luke Keyshaw.
Listen, to me, it's pretty simple. And I'd love to get your reaction at 651-461-9226. It's pretty simple, in my opinion, okay? That for the rest of the season, Twins fans are not dumb. They understand where we're at. They understand what we're up against. They understand that the level of players that they are going to see for the remaining portion of the season, not the same quality of players that we saw in the first half, because you traded away half your roster. Okay, we understand that. But one thing that we will not accept, and when I say we, I'm talking about media, I'm talking about fans, nor should they accept it, is that if you're going to ask people to go to Target Field and watch ball games, of which I'm advocating, yes, take advantage of the great, fabulous, awesome Minnesota summers that's going to be coming to an end in the next month and a half, okay? Make sure that when you've got fans that are paying to go into Target Field, that with regards to the product, which won't be as good, and we know this, there's one thing that will be unacceptable. And it's lack of effort. Lack of effort. Edward Julian, hey, man, you got to get your stuff together, bro. I'm just saying it right now. You got to get your stuff together. Trust me, Minnesota Twins fans will not appreciate what they're seeing from you because they're already just go on Twitter. Just go on social media. People are already looking at him and saying, dude, what are you doing? We can respect and appreciate somebody with less physical gifts that hustles all the time than what you're doing. La Tortuga, remember him? He wasn't a physical specimen. He was a guy that busted his ass every single day. I will rather watch that and support that than watch a guy half-assing it. That's, to me, he's got to fix it, man. And it's got to start right now. To me, when I think of Edward Julian, did you see over the weekend the situation with the Yankees where Chisholm, remember, did you see when he had the incident where he didn't hustle or something like that and Aaron Boone took him down in the tunnel and they had a conversation? Like, that should not be happening in the big leagues. You can't have it. When the Atlanta Braves, with their best player, Ronald Acuña, they called him out multiple times for not hustling. Edward Julian thinks he's on that level? I don't think so.
Well, now you just depressed me even more talking about the end of summer. I mean, I was already feeling bad about the game, and now you just completely ruined the vibe. Thanks.
651-461-9226 from the text line from the 612. I agree with everything you just said, H. Lake, hoping Keyshaw comes back tomorrow and he goes back. Listen, I love Keyshaw. Sat down. Keyshaw was one of the many players that I interviewed, me and Corey Provis at Twins Fest earlier this year. When Keyshaw came up, and remember he was up for a week and then he got hit and then the broken forearm. And for that first week, he was a man-child. Like, it was on full display. The hitting, the stolen bases. Like, how many bases did he steal in the first week? Was it like five? I'll have to look that up in the commercial break. But Luke Keyshaw was like, he was a dog. And that was going down. And remember, that was a series against Atlanta Braves. I'm like, this Keyshaw kid is legit. And then, unfortunately for us, bad luck. He ends up getting hit in the forearm. It's broken, and he had to go on the injured list. But anyway, 651-461-9226. Let's take our first break. Love to come back. Love to take some phone calls from you. Love to take some more texts. Twins fall to the Tigers 6-3, and this is Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch News Talk, 830-WCCO. 651-461-9226. Twins fall to the Tigers, 6-3. Taking your reaction on the text line. Also, we got some phone calls here, so let's get to them in the order that they were received. Let's start with Greg in Brooklyn Center. What's up, Greg?
Hey, to let you know, Rocco Baldelli has no idea or any clue how to run a pitching staff. This guy has done nothing for 3 years. Why is he still a manager of this team? This guy is nothing but a joke. I mean, you go on social media, and everybody is dogging him also. Why is he still the manager of this team? He pulls a pitcher after he's thrown 50 pitches. That's like averaging 10 pitches an inning. He pulls them.
Well, you talking about Adams? Wait. Hold on. Just take a deep breath, Greg.
You
talking about Adams tonight?
Yep. And so he's also pulled other pitchers during the last couple of years. If we come out with a two hitter, and he pulls them.
So hold on for a second. All right. So hold on. Take a deep breath, Greg. I don't want you to drive off the road. Couple things with regards to Rocco and pulling pitchers out of games early. That has been an issue. It's been much discussed. We've talked about it for the last several years. It was an issue. Sonny Gray addressed it. Joe Ryan addressed it. Specifically tonight with Adams, though, I had no issue with it. It was not an issue tonight. I did not want Adams to stay in that ball. First off, it wasn't about just tonight. It was about the building blocks for Adams, because you wanted to have him leave that game feeling great about himself and something to build on for next time. And secondly, Adams is not a starter. He is not a starter. He got a spot start. That's not his role with this organization.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. He is a guy. He's a bullpen guy. So for Adams, but no. It doesn't make your point moot at all, because it has been a conversation and we've talked about it for years. He has had issues in which he has pulled some guys early. I think specifically right off the top of my head, I don't know if you remember this, a few years ago, this was like actually 3 years ago, but I'm not sure if you remember this, Greg, but I even came on Final Pitch one night and I was upset with Rocco, and I like Rocco, but I was upset one night when he pulled the pitcher way too soon, and it was, who was the guy, help me out, Chris, a pitcher from Tampa that was here for 2 years.
Oh, Chris Archer.
No, not Chris Archer. It was another pitcher. We were playing against the New York Mets. And so that was when the conversation about leaving games too soon came up with that specific specific pitcher, because he was super upset about having to be taken out of the game against the New York Mets. And I can't recall the pitcher's name right now. But yeah, you're right, Greg. That is a topic of conversation that's been around Twins baseball for the last 3-4 years about pitchers exiting. But to be fair, tonight was not one of those nights.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep, I appreciate the phone call from Greg in Brooklyn Center. I cannot recall the pitcher that we had. He was here for 2 seasons, and then the third year was basically a situation where, was it third year or was it the second year, where he was going to get the qualifying offer? And I can't remember who that is right
now.
It'll come back to me.
For some reason, I keep coming Chris Archer, but that maybe
No, it's not it. I know it's not, because Chris Archer's black and this pitcher's white. Let's go to Jared in Anoka. What's up, Jared?
Hey, Lake. Good to talk to you. I can't think of the pitcher either, but I can picture him. So I know what you're saying, and it's on the tip of my tongue too, but it's frustrating. But anyways, obviously we're beating a dead horse here with what the previous caller was saying. We all have been mad at Rocco more than once about pulling pitchers too early. But you're right, in the event that this is a young kid, you want him, sports is mental, and you don't want him getting in his own head. We're going to need him in the bullpen in the future, and you don't need him getting down on himself this early. So you pull him, you're 100% right, you pull him when you had to, when he was still in the ballgame. I just want to touch on the Julian thing. Just the ship has sailed, man. I've had about enough. I've had about enough of the experiment. I've had about enough of the loafing. And you're supposed to be a contact hitter. That's why you're on the ball club. You're supposed to be versatile, and you're supposed to be a contact hitter, and you're not giving us either one of those things. So I've had about enough of that. I don't know if you're still on the same page with that, but and also the Keyshaw, the rest of the season. I know I'm not saying anything right now that anybody else hasn't said or that most of us don't already know, but it's got to be at bats for Keyshaw. It's got to be at bats for Clemens. It's got to be at bats for Wallner, and that should be a huge focus of the rest of the season, and just to get him acclimated and ready to be starters for next year.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Jared and Anoka. Jared was talking so much, and I was trying to give him some props on something that he couldn't. I don't think he could hear me at all. He kept talking and talking and talking. But it's Jake Odorizzi. That was the pitcher I was talking about. That's who I was thinking of. Jake Odorizzi was the guy that, remember, because he's had the relationship with Rocco going back to Tampa. Jake Odorizzi was 100%. That's the pitcher that I was thinking of. He had a start in New York. He was super frustrated that he came out the game early, and they eventually ended up losing the game. But Jake Odorizzi is who I was talking about. But yeah, I agree with Jared. Like, right now, for the rest of the way, you're invested in seeing Who are the young guys that will show you something? Who are the young guys that will flash some potential? Who are the young guys that will look to take the next step forward with what we're going to see here over the course of the next couple of months? Let's go to Troy, who's calling from Burnsville. What's up, Troy?
Hi, Henry. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing okay, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I'm wondering if Woods Richardson's latest illness may have something to do with how Rocco manages the team, in particular the pitching staff. I mean,
in what way?
In what way? Well, yeah. I'm sure he doesn't like the fact that Semien is taken out of the game a lot of times after five innings, and he's only throwing like the neighborhood of 50 something to 60 something pitches.
But the news of the day is that he was placed on the IL because of an illness, not because of anything else.
Well, I'm just saying maybe Rocco was making him sick.
I get the joke. That is a good one. That, you know what? I'm glad that you ran with that joke, because sometimes we gotta just laugh at ourselves at times, right? I don't want to sit here and be frustrated every single night. I don't want to sit here and be depressed for the rest of the season. So I appreciate that laugh, Troy. I do. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I just think what we're gonna have to do for the rest of the season is just enjoy what the ball club gets us on the field. And frankly, I also will say too that Eddie Julian, he also frustrates me too. And maybe Luke Keisha will be the answer for the rest of the season at second base for most of the games.
Yeah.
He certainly had a positive start earlier this year before he had a fractured forearm, and I'm kind of, you know, here's the thing. In some ways I'm looking forward to see what rest season brings, but at the same time, this season has kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Thanks for the phone call from Troy in Burnsville. I appreciate it. Let's get to one more phone call here from Jason and Sibley.
Hey, Henry. How about tell us how you really feel about Edward Julian?
Oh, I'm not the only one, man. Oh. Text lines feeling the same way.
Well, anyway, I had a question. I don't know if anybody's asked this before, but I had a question about all the call-ups. It's like, we know Edward Julian, of course, and we've seen Austin Martin before and Michael Tonkin, but why do you think Jose Miranda wasn't called up with the rest of that group?
You know, it's a good question. I need to do a kind of a fact-finding mission on what Jose Miranda is. I haven't done a dive in on Jose Miranda in a while. Are you a fan?
Oh, absolutely. He was covering third base mostly because Royce Lewis was hurt, right?
Yep. But you know, Jose Miranda was one of those guys that he was like, remember he showed us something, and then when we went into a season and he started and we needed him to step up, and then he was just not good. And then it seems like he's never been able to recapture kind of like the form or the flash or the pop that we thought that we were going to get out of him after that.
See, I totally agree with you and everybody else about Edward Julian, but I think a little more of Jose. So I'm like, why did Jose not get the call up and Edward did?
Yeah, I'll have to double check and make sure that he's doing okay. Maybe he's dealing with an injury of some sort. And thanks for the phone call. I truly do appreciate it. That is from Jason and Sibley. Currently, with the Saints, Miranda is hitting 198. 198.
198 with five home runs. And I think for, you know, Jose Miranda hitting 198, five home runs, and 21 RBIs. And I just think when you look at that, and you extrapolate that against the amount of at-bats that he's received. Mm-hmm. He's received the second most at-bats in, you know, with the St. Paul Saints. And I think he's in a funk right now, and I think if he's going to fix it, he's going to have to fix it at AAA, because if you're hitting .198, you don't want that to happen at the major league level.
Let me say this real quick, and this is going to sound crazy, but this is how frustrated I am. Jose Miranda is struggling right now, right? In St. Paul. There's a part of me, I would rather watch Jose Miranda struggle in the big leagues than Edward Julian and Mickey Gasper. And I'm not even lying.
I think it's because we see the upside with Jose Miranda. It's like, what is the upside with Mickey Gasper? We saw a brief little bit with Eddie Julian, but I think for Eddie Julian, if the effort is not going to be there, then it doesn't matter if you've got that untapped potential. You can't get past the lackadaisical.
Yep. All right, so we're going to take one brief, quick pause for literally like 30 seconds. If we can break for 30 seconds, because we're kind of running up against the clock. We'll take, in the final segment, we'll get to both who cooked tonight, and we'll also get to the highlights and post-game reaction, and we'll do that next. All right, we told you to be a quick break. Back at it here. Final pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here in the final segment, we're going to do a couple of things. We always do the highlights and the post-game reaction, but tonight, because we had phone calls and we had texts to get to, we didn't do what we typically do in the second segment, but we're going to do it now. Who cooked tonight?
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, it's time to get to who cooked tonight. And look, it was awesome to see Trevor Larnach hit his 14th home run of the year. Ryan Jeffers hit his 8th. Matt Wallner hit his 15th home run of the year. Those were the three runs that we had from the Minnesota Twins. But tonight, the person that we're going to go to for who cooked tonight is the starting pitcher one Travis Adams?
0-2 pitch, swung through, struck him out, and Torres is gone. Gleyber Torres, a strikeout and a good start for Travis Adams. 1-2 pitch, swung on, and struck him out. Good start for Adams. He sends him down in order. 1-2-3. Pitch to Green, and it's quickly. Travis Adams attacked him and gets him swinging, and it's a strikeout on three pitches. 2-2 delivery, swung through and struck him out. Another strikeout. That's number four for Travis Adams. 3-2, Adams comes set, swung on, and he strikes out the side. Five in a row.
Travis Adams tonight, five innings, gave up four hits, two earned runs, no walks, seven strikeouts on 63 pitches. Travis Adams, that's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Few of the highlights that we'll get to. Let's start with the opening home run of the game from one Ryan Jeffers to put the Twins on the board at 1-0.
And the pitch swung on and a fly ball well hit straight away center field. On the move is Javi Baez all the way to the warning track to the wall, and this one is going to be gone. A solo home run, his eighth of the year for Ryan Jeffers. And the Twins strike first.
Then in the top of the fifth, Trevor Larnach, he goes yard, builds up that lead to 2-0 for the Twins.
And the 0-2 pitch, this one's hit deep to right, and this one's going to get out of here as it's way out there. And Trevor Larnach has crushed number 14, 2-0 Twins.
All right, they would tie it up at 2 apiece. We would regain the lead again in the top of the sixth with Matt Wallner hitting a bomb, 3-2 Twins.
And the 1-1, fly ball, well hit, center field. Baez heading all the way back, warning track, and this one's gone. A home run for Matt Wallner. The third home run of the night for the Twins. For Wally, his 15th.
All right, and then we know how it played out after that. They had a fielder's choice that tied the game at 3. Carpenter had the 2-run home run in the 6th. There was no looking back from that particular point. Let's hear quickly, though, from Travis Adams tonight on what it meant to go 5.
It's been a while, but I was super happy. You know, the goal was just to give as many innings as possible for the team and, you know, put us in a position to win, and I think I did my job there.
So I just want to show the kid some love. You know, he's not a typical starting pitcher. We know what his role is going to be, and I thought he performed well tonight. Zebby Matthews is on the mound for the Twins tomorrow night, so we look forward to that. And hopefully tomorrow night we will have a winning edition of Final Pitch right here on The Good Neighbor. Maybe I'll vent a little bit more about Edward Julian. Hopefully not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.